Grace to you and peace from our gracious God in heaven and the Lord Jesus Christ, and may the Spirit of God keep us and guide us on our collective journeys. And also thank you for allowing me to preach and preside today. It is my honor to serve you, and especially in this way, and to help wherever I am able. I want to start my sermon with a story of our usual trip. My wife and Ray and I, we like to go on vacation in Mexico. And it's about 2 hours down the coast. We don't like to go to Cancun. We go to, you know, it's near the town of Akumal. And, you know, when the first time we went there, we were took an excursion. And it was a place called Chichen Itza, lots of temples and lots of pyramids and colonnades. And there was even a playing field where two teams of athletes tried to put a ball through a stone hoop that was about 20 feet up in the air. So it's kind of like soccer and it's kind of like basketball. Except the winning team of the tournament gets the great honor of, wait for it, being sacrificed to the gods. I suppose since they believed in reincarnation, it was okay. But anyway, we knew this was a place that we wanted to go see. It's about 3 hours inland from on the Yucatan Peninsula from the coast. You had to drive through a hot, humid Mexican jungle. Many, many tourists take the buses there. Many, many tourists on the buses. On the 3 hour drive into the hot, humid Mexican jungle. We don't know if there were any rest areas or places to get water or food on the way, since it was a jungle. And we didn't take the bus. We flew in the cool of the morning in the middle of the jungle. When we got there, there were no buses yet. We were going to be leaving soon, having been there for hours. All these buses were starting to arrive when we were getting ready to leave. Did I tell you it was a 3 hour journey from the coast? When bus riding tourists got there, they were hungry, they were thirsty, they were tired, and needed to run to the restrooms and wait in line and try to get some food or drinks, or take some aspirin for their headaches from the 3 hour drive into the hot, humid Mexican jungle. And guess when they got there? They got there about 1 p.m. when the hot, humid Mexican jungle is its hottest and humidest. They're cranky and hungry and thirsty. There was a wee bit of complaining and mumbling and grumbling. And I suppose that's to be expected. But you see, these tourists actually wanted to go there. And they wanted to be there. Now, flashback about 4,000 years or so to a place east of Egypt in the desert. Restrooms were hard to come by in the middle of a desert 4,000 years ago. There were no cafes or roadside drive-throughs. There weren't even any roads, really. Their provision, which they brought from Egypt, were getting low. They'd been on this journey for about 45 days. And they were wondering what's going to happen. So they started complaining and saying, "Moses, turn this bus around. If you're going to kill us, we would rather be back in Egypt. Where at least we had our fill of whatever we had of bread, and we could sit by the flesh pots and keep warm on the desert nights. Turn this bus around so we can get back home so that we can be slaves again, so that we can make mud bricks without any straw, where we can be beaten for no reason. This was home. They had no idea where they were going. They had no idea where this supposed land flowing with milk and honey was. They had no idea how long it would take to get there. You know, if they had gone a different way, they would have been there in about 11 days. That would have been 34 days ago, Moses' Sinai time. All they really knew was the food they brought from Egypt was drying up, going away. They were tired. They were hungry. And they just wanted to go home. It seems that when we see that something is about to change, that something new is on its way, it seems that when the scene changes and we haven't really prepared ourselves enough for it, we really get nervous. And when we get nervous, we get anxious. And when we get anxious, we teeter in our hearts between what was and what could be. And that anxiety usually pushes us to go back to a place that gives us comfort, a place that gave us calm and peace, a place that we used to know and used to have, but we can't see it anymore. We want to go back to the good old days, a place that we used to know, which, to tell you the truth, may not have been all that good and may not have been that long ago. I remember an older colleague of mine told me once that he would love to go back to the 50s where everything was easier and you knew what was coming. And I added in, and you had no responsibilities. Oh, well, it wasn't my most memorable pastoral moment, but I think you get the big picture. We do that same thing, complaining and murmuring and grumbling that the Israelites did 4,000 years ago. Until, that is, we find our balance in the new normal, whatever that may be. And all this time, God sits with us and waits for us. And sometimes God even encourages us to get up again and get along, little doggies. Remember milk and honey. Remember a land of your own at the end of your journey that I promised to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember that I keep my promises. Remember that I will keep drawing you towards myself until in the end, well, God will be all in all and we will be with God. You see, in the end will be the beginning, the paradise that we all seek, the Garden of Eden that was left behind so long ago. So we must tell ourselves each and every day, set that anxiety aside, put your heads down, and step that next step until the future is realized, the future which is God. God has always been there and always been waiting for us and waits with us, patiently waiting, that we might seek God's presence in our new circumstances and in our new normal. Last couple of years have been far from normal, whatever normal is. But we will come to an end of this upheaval in our lives. Our wilderness journey will end. Our trials and tribulations through this pandemic will end. We will not go back to 2019, nor should we, because the world has changed. But God's love for us never changes. We must keep moving forward towards that target that God gives us, even if we can't see it, knowing that God is with us in our journey. Christ is with us always in our journey. He even told us so. God draws us forward into that known unknown, the back to the future place where the divine has always been, is now, and ever will be. Thanks be to God. Amen.